I think it's fair to say 2018 featured a fair amount of wine tasting on our part.
Yeah, we had the taste show in April where we explored different flavours. I then tried beer fermented with saliva.
That sounded disgusting.
It was interesting, not the best drink I've ever had, I'll be honest.
And then there was our punting show back in summer, which I'm now remembering very fondly in our freezing cold office. And this is when Chris and I punted down the Cam when we were picking up and dropping off scientists along the way. And one such scientist was Alex Tom, a chemist who is also a wine enthusiast. And he taught us to do some fantastic experiments on some wine.
I brought an interesting wine here called a Riesling, that's the grape, and I chose it because one of the important constituents of wine is the acidity. That's what often makes the juicy feeling in the mouth for wine, and I wanted to play with the idea of changing the acidity of wine and to see what the flavour changes as.
Oh, so we can actually change the acidity, even though it's already been made, put in the bottle, we can tinker.
The joy of chemistry is that we can play with some of these elements in a controlled fashion. let's try it as it is, okay. And we can comment on it, and then I can tell you what the official tasting notes say.
I love this. You can tell you're a chemist, Alex, because you've got a Pyrex beaker that you're going to drink
exactly.
this out of.
Actually, I got this at the International Chemistry Olympiad this year, so that was a gift there. It's great.
It's fantastic. It's literally a Pyrex like you would put on a retort stand on a gauze or something and boil away in a laboratory, but it's got a handle on the side.
So I'm going to put a little of this Riesling in the glasses first. This is the unadulterated wine, as such, and we'll taste that. Give it a swill in the glass, maybe get some of the flavour out.
I'd say that's quite an acid wine.
It is, yes. So I picked it because it's a Riesling which is known for one of the most acidic wines. That can be good and bad. People like acidity in wines because it means they keep longer, they age longer. But if it's too acidic, it just becomes sharp and horrible. So this is a wine you might have on a sort of hot summer's day like today, and the acidity makes it feel more refreshing.
Very, very nice. So can we see what happens when we change that acidity then?
Right. Yes, so I'm going to do a little modification of the acidity here. So I poured some of the wine into my beaker, and I'm going to add to it some bicarbonate of soda. Now, this is an alkaline salt, basically. It's just a standard kitchen chemical, but because we're on a punt, it's quite difficult to judge quantities and do this correctly. So into this wine, I'm going to cheat and add a little bit of a homemade indicator. So I made this out of red cabbage last night. Hopefully it won't change the flavour too much. But this wine is currently a nice sort of yellow colour. And if I add a bit of this, it should change to a startling pink colour. Hopefully there. Right. And I can use this indicator to tell me how acidic the wine is. So this very pink colour means it's pretty acidic at the moment.
Right, and it goes bluer when it's more alkaline.
So it currently looks like rosé, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly. So I'm going to now add to it some bicarbonate of soda, and hopefully that should fizz quite happily there. And it's gone a bit darker purple. So if it goes, so we're looking for a purplish colour rather than a green colour. If it's gone too green, it's gone too alkaline. Right.
I mean, it feels like the acidity may have changed, but we've also put in cabbage and a lot of soda. So is this really going to tell us?
That's a good question. So I chose this partly because I had a red cabbage in the fridge last night. Oh yes, it's certainly changed colour now. It's gone salmony, maybe very light rosé colour rather than the bright pink. So it should now smell a lot less as I.
Yes, it does. Right. It certainly doesn't smell the same.
Yes, feel free to spit this out if you don't like it.
We've got a spittoon.
There's a jug here. We can use this as a spittoon.
Go.
That was grim. Oh,
so,
man.
What's happened to it? So
it's ruined. That's what's happened.
Oh, that was rank.
so what? It's taken. all that acidity away, what we've now got is effectively a neutral
It hasn't
wine.
Just taken the acidity away, Alex. It's taken any semblance of wine away.
Yeah, and it basically tastes horrible at this point.
Like drinking a washing up liquid or something like that.
Yes, I may have added a bit too much of this. But well, the flavours I can still get. You can still taste the alcohol in this. Yeah. So it tastes like a sort of shot of alcohol, but without anything much else. And now, the next experiment is to see if we can put the acidity back with a different acid. Yes, okay. And so acidity is really, really prized in wines because it gives them flavour. Most of the flavour's disappeared as well. And if you're in a really hot climate, the grapes tend to turn all that acidity into sugar and they lose a lot of flavour. So nothing lost. Now, this is an acid that I'm going to add, which is a different acid from the one we had before. So most of the acid in the wine would have been an acid called tartaric acid, which I've got somewhere in here, and malic acid.
You're adding what, lysergic acid? it's a bit different kind of acid, isn't it?
Lactic. So this is stuff that builds up in your muscles when you exercise too quickly. And it tastes a bit like yoghurt. Right.
Well, it's gone the right colour again, hasn't it?
It's gone a nice pink colour again.
It's back to pink, so we know it's more acidic again.
Let's, right.
Oh, sure, go on, I'll give it a go. Go on then.
It's pretty tart. Still.
Tart?
Yep.
Okay. The smell is back. It smells.
The smell is back, yeah.
Yep, the smell of is wine again.
Yeah, I can smell the wine.
It's back. Back to Riesling that we had before. I tell you what, it's a lot less disagreeable than than what we did with the first effort with the bicarb.
It's like one of those when you eat those sweeties that are super sour. Yep. So the flavours weren't destroyed by that red cabbage goop we put in.
Nope,
they were there.
Just hidden by changing the pH. So as you can see, you know, having a more acidic wine gives the flavours more a chance.
Yeah. You're really enjoying that, Georgia.
That was a very fine
face. Would you like some more? a top up.
Yeah, so that's what you can do. And of course, winemakers do this on a much more careful scale with their acidity rather than just pouring a few things together in a punt.
I think one of the reasons this is my favourite show is because I'm just amazed nothing went wrong. We had to pick up and drop off scientists along the bank of the river, making sure none of them got lost. We had to make sure we didn't drop any of our recording equipment into the river, and also we were drinking. It's a miracle.